Hello, everyone. Welcome to Heartseed Sisters Podcasts. Heartseeds serves as a fountainhead for transforming communities, supplying a wealth of ideas and resources for heart-minded reconstruction of living on the earth. Today, this is Baby Heart, here to talk about early life. I'm going to relay some of my experiences as a new human being in a modern civilized country. It all started when I was in the womb. I could hear them. Dad yelling at Mom. Mom pouting, burning the dinner. Hamburgers turning into charcoal briquettes. The first Hard Rock Cafe. All the yelling back and forth. Hey, I can hear you. Stop it. This is not good for me. I was already a psychologist in the womb. Then the pain. Ultrasounds. Youch! I tried to push him away. But I know a neuron or a thousand got mixed up on their way home and ended up somewhere else. That's what I blame for my memory problems. But there's more. So much more. There was birth. Was that birth? Knock Mom out and use the forceps? Grab and go? Baby yanking. Hey, that's me. I'm forever deformed with a kink in my neck. I've heard that usually the baby gets to decide when to leave the lovely womb and venture into the unknown and see Mom for the first time. If only. So there I am after birth. Where's Mom? It's cold, stinky, bright, and who are these people grabbing me, scraping me, poking me? Mom! Mom! Stop these bullies! Worse, then I'm put in my own room away from Mom. Or rather, I'm alone in a wailing room, a wall of wailing. Wailing, lonely babies in shock. We keep going over what just happened. We were enjoying ourselves, swimming and bobbing along with Mom, getting a little high maybe, but hearing her voice as well as her gurgling body. Then all of a sudden, Mom stops moving. We get a little high. What's that pot? Then the big yank. Life started not with a big bang, but with a big yank. A yank into obnoxious smells, like smelling salts. Rough touches, like sandpaper. Bright lights. Hey, I'm not ready for the stage. Then they poke you and stick you with needles, vacuum you, take things out, put things in. I didn't know if I was coming or going. Sure would have liked to have been going back. So stressed. Then the wailing room. So there I am in the baby wailing room, a wailing wall of unhappiness. And I think, there go my stress levels. I knew because I was already a psychologist then. There go my stress levels. What's that going to do to my health and longevity? Just thinking about it, they went up even more. I knew that my stress response systems were screwed for life. My stress response gauge got set to not flight. I couldn't run away. Not fight. What could a teeny weeny me do? My stress response was set to freeze. Just breathe, don't move, or you will die. For the rest of my life. So whenever the stress response kicks in, I can't think. Just breathe quietly or they will kill you. So my early hours, instead of cozing up with Mom, I'm there all stressed, wailing. Give me a tranquilizer, please! I'm screaming with the rest of them. Then it starts to get quiet. The sugar water. Tastes good. Then infant formula. Ew. Have you tasted it? Oh no, I can't digest it. Dead sleep. If too deep sleep doesn't actually kill me. Hey, you. Hey, formula doesn't help my brain or body grow, and it welcomes pathogenic bacteria into my body. Forever. There goes my immune system too. Thanks a lot, guys. It was a war zone, I tell you, that hospital. I could feel a shell of self-protection growing around my heart and my mind. It's impairing my intelligence, guys. Yeah. I actually thought that. There goes my confidence. Just like the fairy tale, handless maiden who lost her hands to the greedy adults around her. I'm going to be less sensitive, less open, and have a harder time making friends. Thanks a lot, guys. Then I had some real gratitude. Oh, thank God I'm not a guy. They were the most miserable babies. Some doctors I hear, even today, right after the boy arrives, take out the knife. And get it done, if you know what I mean. Slash, snip, all gone, boom. I'm not so dumb to believe that doctors intend to harm babies at birth. They think it doesn't hurt. They, you know, use the foreskins for good causes, like helping adult guys sew one back on. So, for the boys, it's not a little shell of protection they build. Nope, it's a bunker. Wouldn't you? Love? What's that? Trust? What's that? Instead, they spend their lives looking for safety, building walls, bombs, weapons, whatever it takes. Danger and pain could be anywhere, everywhere, at any time. Stay alert. Be ready to fight or run. The boys are deeply wounded, just like the fairy tale Fisher King who suffers lifelong. We got to be born this way, in a way explicitly designed by human intelligence. Huh? Human intelligence, is that something like military intelligence? Impose stress to make babies stupid and self-centered? But we have a great future in the machine. The only place we feel safe with shutdown selves. We can become another dead, dull adult. Don't feel, don't be alive, shut up and obey. Do your job in the Matrix and keep quiet. Hey, Nazis, I guess I should be grateful to you for letting me stay alive, huh? All we babies have been pruned already and we were just born. Have you seen those trees and bushes shaped like Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck? That's us. The hospital industrial complex made us into cogs for the great machine. They wanted us to be quiet, whatever it took. Just shut up, says the world. Whew, and I can't take the self-suffocation anymore. I lose my temper and lash out. I feel the need for power to boss everyone around like I was bossed and pushed around. I want to be the one in control. I want to be the one separating babies from moms and punishing them for being born. I want to force feed them, force sleep them, force teach them. Force! It's all about force. But then I met a baby who was born in a different way. The baby gave the signal and got everything going. And mom was ready and moved around to help her get out. And it was almost fun. They both got high on each other. Her mom welcomed her with open arms. No separation, no scraping, no poking, prodding, pain. She got to find her way up to mom's magical breasts and start feeding. She stays with mom day and night, cuddling and snuggling. They don't want to let go. And she feeds at will. She'll be the one smart adult in the world. Meanwhile, the rest of us, after our traumatic beginnings, we'll spend the rest of our lives trying to figure out what we did wrong. It will never feel right.